Aaron presents Jimmy Fiddler with news about Joan Crawford, Robert Taylor, Lionel Barrymore, Ingrid Bergman, W.C. Fields, and other stars. From Hollywood, Arad Deodorant presents the Motion Picture Authority, Jimmy Fiddler. More people listen to Jimmy Fiddler's radio broadcasts than to any other Hollywood commentator. And likewise, America's first and foremost deodorant is Arad, A-R-R-I-D. Yes, Arad is by far the largest seller because it does a double job. Arad protects clothes at the same time as it deodorizes. Go ahead, Jimmy.
This is Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood, where Marlene Dietrich may not be a jitterbug, but she has neat feet and tip hips. Exclusive. Martha Ray has engaged an attorney and says she'll file suit against Hedda Hopper columnist for alleged libel. According to Miss Ray, columnist Hopper stated that the comedian and her husband had quarreled in a nightclub and were near separation. Martha says this is not true, but that Miss Hopper refused to make a correction. Hollywood. Mary Beth Hughes, blonde screen actress, is on the shark list for Midsummer. She's married to Coast Guard Lieutenant Ted North, ex-actor. Hollywood. The first motion picture star to arrange the return of a Japanese servant to California is Lionel Barrymore. Lionel is giving employment to the Japanese valet who served the late John Barrymore for many years. Exclusive. Following a kidnap scare involving their two children, Joan Crawford and Phil Terry have armed guards on duty at their home. Hollywood. Susan Peters, who was accidentally shot in the spine while on a hunting trip, was brought home from a San Diego hospital on Friday. Doctors have not yet given up hope that she may be able to walk again. Bulletin. Ruby Keeler has presented her husband, John Lowe, with an 8-pound baby girl. It's their second child. Exclusive. Frank Sinatra and MGM Studio have torn up their 5-year contract by mutual agreement. Exclusive. Claudette Colbert today said that after the war, she and her husband planned to adopt 3 children, 2 girls and a boy, all at one time. Hollywood. Jack Oakey and Benita Barton, who have separated and reconciled many times, are again apart. Mrs. Oakey says she'll seek a divorce. Bulletin. Joan Fontaine is in at a local hospital for a minor operation. Bulletin. Greg McClure, first actor to be drafted under the new setup, has been assigned to the medical corps. Exclusive. Al Ramon, the actor who was accused by Lupe Velez in her death note, was, I learned today, engaged to another Hollywood girl just before he met Miss Velez. She is Mary Jane Hodge, an actress. Miss Hodge and Ramon mysteriously called off their wedding one day before it was scheduled to take place. Bulletin. Dana Andrews, who is second only to Van Johnson among the Bobby Foxes, has been classified 1A in the draft. He's 33, married, and the father of 3 children. Exclusive. Faye Emerson, actress wife of Colonel Elliot Roosevelt, bought a maternity wardrobe at an exclusive Los Angeles store on Friday. Questioned as to whether she is expecting a baby, Miss Emerson replied, "I'm not talking." Exclusive. The Navy will return Lieutenant Robert Taylor to civilian status for 3 months to co-star in the MGM picture They Were Expendable. Harris French, the band formerly led by Major Glenn Miller, who's been missing for many weeks, is carrying on in his name at Battlefront. Members of the officer have insisted on perpetuating the name of their group as Glenn Miller's Band. London, England. Following the demolition of a high school building by a robot bomb, Gracie Field's London home is being used as a schoolhouse. I'll have more news in a moment, but right now, there's a man here who wishes to speak to you, Mr. Ken Niles.
Yes, a man talking to women about charm. But when you come right down to the point, who is affected more by a woman's charm? Yes, you're right, a man. And so to be sure of your charm, use Arad. Arad is a snowy white stainless antiseptic cream deodorant that safely stops underarm perspiration and deodorizes. Arad doesn't irritate the skin and doesn't harm fabric. It's exactly right for you. Thousands of women who understand charm swear by Arad. For instance, listen to what lovely Diana Barrymore, John Barrymore's daughter, writes.
I'm glad that people today realize that it is as necessary to use a deodorant as it is to use toothpaste or any other article of personal hygiene. I am enthusiastically pleased with Arad deodorant cream and recommend it highly. I think Arad is a wonderful product.
Do as so many stars do. Use Arad daily and be sure of yourself.
Intimate notes from my little black book. Open letter to the theater owners of America. Gentlemen, recently at the invitation of a film trade publication, you theater men cast ballots to select the 10 top box office stars of 1944. Supposedly, you rated each star on one consideration only, the amount of cold cash which his or her pictures attracted to box offices. That being true, I shall ask a few questions. Greer Garson is 7th on your list. He was voted that position on the strength of one picture, Madame Curie. But Miss Garson had a co-star in that film, a chap named Walter Pidgeon. He received equal billing, and his part was just as important as Greer's. Walter was seen in no other pictures during the year. Consequently, he had no failures to blot his record. Yet, Pidgeon's name is not included among your big ten. Why? What makes you believe that his contribution to the success of Madame Curie was less important than that of Greer Garson? Don't misunderstand me. I have no quarrel with the high honor you paid Miss Garson. She deserved it. But I do quarrel with your failure to give Pidgeon equal credit. What proof have you that it was not the team of Garson and Pidgeon that made Madame Curie a box office bonanza? What proof have you, in fact, to guarantee that it wasn't Pidgeon rather than Miss Garson that the majority of moviegoers paid their money to see? Your annual selection of top box office stars is important, gentlemen, because it supposedly testifies to their earning power. That's why, when two players co-star in one picture, both should be given equal credit for its success unless you have indisputable proof otherwise. Yours with the opinion that a Pidgeon can fly as high as a Garson any day, Jimmy Fiddler. It's been reported that Mrs. Walter Slezak gave birth to a baby girl on Friday. What wasn't reported was that Slezak, working at a studio, received a call to hurry to the hospital. But after his arrival, hours went by and still no baby. Meanwhile, the studio was phoning frantically to find out when Walter would return to the set. Finally, a studio official decided that time was being wasted while Slezak paced back and forth. So a magazine writer was sent to the hospital to interview Walter while he awaited the arrival of the baby. The most amusing story of the week was published by a local newspaper, the Burbank Review. Seems that a pretty girl complained to a policeman that a soldier had accosted her. The cop grabbed the G.I. Joe and demanded what he had to say for himself. "It's like this," explained the soldier. "My buddy asked me to come here and meet his sister. He said she had eyes like Lana Turner, a smile like Joan Crawford, a figure like Betty Grable, a voice..." At this moment, the girl interrupted. "Never mind, officer," she cooed. "I apologize to this gentleman. Anyone might have made the same mistake." Irene Dunn, who is married to Dr. Francis Griffin, told me about a mother and daughter talk she had with a youngster, Mary Francis. The talk concerned the child's future. "Would you like to be an actress?" asked Miss Dunn. "Goodness, no," replied Mary Francis unhesitatingly. "I just want to grow up and marry a fat, jolly man like you did." W.C. Fields told a story on himself the other day that may tickle your funny bones. 20 years ago, related Fields, a doctor in New York warned me that if I didn't give up the demon rum, I'd be dead within 6 months. His diagnosis must have been right, because last week I went to see another doctor, and darned if he didn't tell me the same thing. Attention, please, to this editorial. Due to the demand of the armed forces for raw film, the motion picture industry, which has already had its quota cut, now faces another drastic curtailment. To meet this pending emergency, producers are considering a plan to greatly reduce the amount of film used for newsreels. I protest such a move because I think the newsreel is the most important part of any theater program. Newsreels, more than any other medium of communication, have vividly brought home the war to Mr. and Mrs. America. They put you and me in the front line trenches and on the decks of ships, thereby keeping us in close touch with our fighting men. The newsreels have brought us visual evidence of the miracles being accomplished by American industry. By so doing, they've inspired many of us to do more toward the war effort. If a cut is unavoidable, the motion picture industry can surely find other means of conservation. For example, why not reduce the ridiculous amount of film now wasted on long-winded credit titles? Such titles may please Hollywood ego, but they annoy the public. And why not cut the amount of film now devoted to previews of coming attractions? Doubtless, these featurettes entice people into theaters, but most of them could be chopped in half and still be attractive. And why not stop making Class C movies, which are being crammed down the public's throats? These quickies are turned out like hotcakes simply to complete double feature programs. As far as that goes, why not eliminate double feature programs? It's my honest opinion that the public majority would welcome the cuts I've suggested. I'm doubly positive that 99 fans out of every 100 would deeply resent the curtailment of newsreels. And now here's Ken Niles with a note on economics.
A favorite dress is worth taking care of. And just as you'd be careful not to spill things on it, so you must be careful of underarm perspiration. The way to do that is use Arid. Arid is your protection against ruining a favorite dress. And you never offend when you use Arid. Listen to what lovely young screen star Benita Granville writes.
"No toilet article is so important to a girl's peace of mind as a deodorant. And for my money, Arid is by far the best deodorant. It's the top. I use it regularly and recommend it highly to every man and woman."
Play safe. Do as so many stars do. Ask at any cosmetic counter for an economical 39-cent jar of Arid, America's largest shoving deodorant.
One Man's Opinion, a department featuring this reporter's views on happenings in Hollywood. Producer Darrell F. Zanuck is advocating that the Allies forbid Germany to make motion pictures after the war. Zanuck claims that Nazi films in the past did extreme harm because of their use as weapons of terror and demoralization. Well, it might be profitable for Hollywood if picture-making were banned in post-war Germany, but what an unreasonable thing to suggest. German-made movies under Allied supervision can be a powerful instrument in re-educating the German people as to the right way of life. I'm for doing everything to make it impossible for Germany to make war again. But I don't think we should rob the nation of its constructive peacetime industry. I mustn't forget to call the attention of Hollywood to the fact that June Dupree's performance in None But the Lonely Heart was voted by critics throughout the nation as one of the 10 best performances of 1944. At the same time, I shall remind the producers that the same Miss Dupree was overlooked for so long by the studios that at one time she had to pawn her jewels in order to eat. I'm told that the Warner Brothers gave Helmut Zantin a severe dressing down after that little incident in which the actor bit Ida Lupino's secretary on the arm. I hope Warner Brothers' bark was as bad as Zantin's bite. The studio bosses are upset again. This time they fear that new draft laws may take all or most of the actors who've heretofore been classified 4F. They say that further loss of masculine players will leave them so bereft of actors that picture-making may be imperiled. I don't agree. Hollywood can easily spare its 20 or 30 4F actors. Besides, the industry has a backlog of movies already completed and waiting on studio shelves sufficient to fill theater needs for the next 2 years. With Academy Award season drawing near, Ingrid Bergman is again being touted as a possible winner. This time it's for her brilliant performance in Gaslight. On previous occasions, you may remember, she was similarly touted for her performances in Intermezzo, Casablanca, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. I suggest to Academy voters that if Miss Bergman is to be robbed again this year, the least they can do to atone will be to give her a special award as the actress who has most often deserved to win but has not won yet. Hollywood producers planning a sequel to the film Boys Town are conferring with Father Flanagan, who founded the famous Home for Wayward Youngsters. The new picture is expected to be a strong ally in the fight to correct juvenile delinquency. Hollywood has great need for Father Flanagan, if only he can be persuaded to come here for a few months to organize and lead a powerful screen campaign aimed at solving the delinquency problem. Under his kind and experienced guidance, the motion picture industry could offer a service to our nation for which all right-thinking citizens would be forever grateful. Pick of the pictures. The best picture of the week is She Gets Her Man. A three-bell picture starring Joan Davis, William Gargan, and Leon Errol. A clever story and broad comedy guarantee your money's worth in laughs. If you want to escape from your first-of-the-year worries, see She Gets Her Man. News highlights of the week in review. Joyce Reynolds married Lieutenant Robert Lewis, a Marine fighter pilot. Retrial of the Charlie Chaplin paternity suit was set for May 2nd. Paulette Goddard, who had expected a baby next summer, was rushed to the hospital for an emergency operation. After blood transfusion, she is out of danger. Vivian Blaine, actress, married her agent, George Frank. That's all for now. I'll be back with you at the same time next week. Until then, this is Jimmy Fiddler saying good luck to you. And I do mean you.
Do you feel headachy and irritable due to poorly digested food? Then remember this. Each day, nature must produce about 2 pints of a vital digestive juice to help digest your food. If nature fails, your food may remain undigested. To feel cheerful and happy again, take Carter's Little Liver Pills as directed. They increase the flow of this vital digestive juice quickly. Soon you're on the road to feeling better. Get Carter's Little Liver Pills today. Only 25 cents. Listen to Jimmy Fiddler's Hollywood News every week. Use Arid, the new cream deodorant that saves clothes and saves friends. Ethel Merman and other famous stars recommend Arid. Arid does not formulate Jimmy Fiddler's opinions. He reports the news as he sees it. Jimmy Fiddler comes to you from Hollywood.